This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Fantasy Feud. Let's talk to the pros. Hello, everybody, and welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. My name is Ryan Wormley, and no, I am not here to replace Joey P on today's show, because instead he will be competing on today's Fantasy Feud game show, going head-to-head with our very own Pat Fitzmaurice in a battle of wits, speed, skill, maybe even a little luck. Pat has forgotten more about fantasy football than I will ever know, while Joe is a very experienced Fantasy Feud contestant himself, so we should be locked into a pretty awesome matchup today. Before we jump into things, Joe, how excited are you to be out of the host chair and having the chance to flex your contestant muscles here today?
Well, I'm very excited. I am one of the few people to ever legitimately take our old friend Tags to the limit in this game. Of course, I lost. And then after I lost that time, a few years after that, I decided that I would play a prank on him, and I had the host give me the answers for the first two rounds just to get every single answer right, just to irritate the hell out of him to see how far I could push him. And he was so on tilt. It was the greatest thing ever. I was telling you guys before, it made me so happy. And he beat me anyway. Last year, I made it to the finals and I lost. So that was unfortunate. But look, I'm excited to be here against Pat today. And you're right. I'm a little worried because, like you said, he has forgotten more than probably any of us will ever learn. And it's not an old person joke, Pat. I just wanted to put that in perspective. I'm not taking shots at you.
So it's a revenge season for Joe. Pat, this is your rookie season on Fantasy Feud. So since you are here for the first time, how did you prepare for today's contest?
Oh, man. Yeah, I've just done the mental cataloging of everything that's happened in football for the last 20 years. No, just kidding. Yeah, you built this as a battle of wits, Ryan, in which case I'm not sure why I'm here. But, and you know, Joe already hit me with an old guy's joke, and this was making me think about the last time you guys did the Fantasy Feud with Andrew Erickson, and Andrew Erickson was saying, like, he hadn't watched much Family Feud. It's like, it is kind of an old thing. Like, I don't know about you, Joe, but when I was sick or pretending to be sick back in school, like, all we had was game shows. It was that or some lame talk show. And now, you know, kids of today, Erickson, you know, you're homesick. You just like, oh, I'm going to stream the new season of Stranger Things or catch up on something else. Yeah,
you've got. I would stay home just to watch The Price is Right. I needed closure on the Showcase Showdown. That's what I needed.
But these spoiled kids of today, you too, Ryan, have everything at your disposal, and you can watch pretty much any movie, any TV show, and we were stuck with, like, old game shows.
Yeah, and soap operas, and soap operas.
And
soap,
that was on, of course, as well.
So I have never seen an episode of Price is Right. I have seen many late-night marathons of Family Feud, you know, in college, like you get back from going out at night and it just you throw it on something in the background. So I'm familiar with the show. You know, I don't know if I can name any hosts besides Steve Harvey, but, you know, I've seen a few episodes here and there. I'm familiar with how the format works. I should note, in addition to hosting today, I will be the one tallying all the scores. And I just want to let you guys know, I am very susceptible to both flattery and bribes, and I would be happy to Slack either of you my Venmo account. Just let me know if you want me to do that. There will be no prizes given away to today's winner except bragging rights and the chance to move on to the next round. But I do want to mention an awesome prize Fantasy Pros is giving away to you, the listeners. We've got a free signed Javonte Williams helmet giveaway over at fantasypros.com/contest right now. All our listeners have to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/fantasypros. Take a screenshot and submit it at fantasypros.com/contest to have a chance to win. Just make sure that you do enter before the contest ends at the end of June. We've also got some exciting news for those who may have missed it. Just this week, Fantasy Pros dropped the 2022 Fantasy Football Draft Kit. Just head to fantasypros.com/kit, and when you get there, you'll find everything you need to dominate draft season, including rankings from each of our analysts, ADP information, player profiles, position primers, and all sorts of draft and strategy guides. A ton of the content is free, but if you want to get the most out of this year's kit, you have to become a Fantasy Pros subscriber. So go premium today if you haven't already, and head to our Fantasy Football Draft Kit at fantasypros.com/kit. And oh, by the way, if you're not a premium subscriber yet, we have an amazing deal going on right now that allows you to go premium for 12 full months without paying us a dime. Just head over to fantasypros.com/offers to claim this deal right now. Again, that's fantasypros.com/offers. All right, guys, enough delaying. We've got a great game ahead of us. For those unfamiliar with Fantasy Feud, in case this is your first time hearing it, we polled you, the listeners, on a few key fantasy football questions for the upcoming season. Then we tallied all your answers, put the top ones on the board. Today, I'll be reading the questions with Joe and Pat competing head-to-head. Fellas, I'm assuming most of our audience understands how the game works, but just to make sure, do you have any questions before we dive in?
No, no questions. The tricky part with this, and I'm sure Pat understands this too, it's not what we think. It's what the people think, which is always ends up that's what killed Derek Brown at the end. That's really what got him. You got to be the voice of the people first and foremost.
That's where the fun comes in. Pat, do you think you're ready?
I am ready because I have watched Family Feud going back to the original host, Ryan. That's Richard Dawson. Gave Steve Harvey the shout out.
He used to kiss everybody. So, Ryan, I expect you to pucker up at some point during this show.
Through the
camera.
He would
kiss every contestant or every female contestant. So, yeah, he was weird. There was no doubt about that.
He was the ladies' man.
See how the show goes.
I do wish I could at least put my hand around you guys, give you support during Fast Money like Steve Harvey does at the end. But, of course, we'll do the best I can over video chat here. Let's get to the first question. And remember, to buzz in for you guys, just say your name. Question number one, which wide receiver outside the top 12 will be on the most fantasy championship teams in 2022?
Joe? Michael Pittman Jr.
He is on the board. He is fifth out of the six names we have. So, Pat, you do have a chance to take control of the board here. What name do you want to give?
I'll go with T. Higgins.
T. Higgins, not on the board. Joe, it is your decision. Do you want to play or do you want to pass?
How many answers are there to get?
There are six, and you have gotten the fifth one.
I'll play. Outside of the top 12. All
Joe's
right?
feeling okay. bold. He's going to play outside let's the play. Top 12. Going to show up on the most fantasy championship teams, wide receivers only. Who is your first guess?
Well, if they pulled Andrew Erickson, I'm going to say Cortland Sutton.
Cortland Sutton, unsurprisingly for anybody who's listened to the show, is on this list.
Yeah.
He is actually number one. 20 people Ooh. Picked Cortland Sutton. And I will say for Pittman, 8 people picked him. So you've got two answers down here. No strikes as of yet.
Are you sure Erickson didn't just pick him 20 times?
I'm not sure, actually, no.
Okay. Do we have the data on that? I'm not sure. All right. Another wide receiver. Let's say Mike Williams. Everybody seems like they're in love with Mike Williams this year.
Mike Williams was chosen by 6 people. He is the 6th name on the board. So you've gotten the 2 hardest ones out of the way already.
Okay. All right. So that's setting me up for failure there, Ryan. I feel like that's like now the rest is I look like a dope if I don't get them.
You see how that works, right?
I did. I caught that. It was very astute of you. All right. So let's go. So who's going to really change the game here? Let's go with Rashad Bateman, one of my guys. Maybe they pulled me. I don't know.
So far, Joe is sweeping this Ooh! Round. Rashad Bateman, the number two answer on the board, with 12 people picking him. So you're still missing the number three answer and the number four answer, and you have three strikes to work with.
Now, Pat, just so you know, I promise you, I did not pull a tags on you. Like I did not do that. Ryan will attest to that. I am a man of my word. That was just a prank.
I have too much integrity here, Joe. You don't even need to say
well,
that.
I don't know if I want to go that far, but okay. All right, let's go with Gabriel Davis. That's another guy everybody's in love with this year.
Gabriel Davis is number three on the board with 11 people picking him. We might have a perfect round here. Name away from history, Joe.
Okay. One name, three strikes. This is where there's now I'm out of names here. All right. Let's see. A wide receiver is going to be on a lot of winning teams this year outside the top 12. Alan Lazard, let's say that, because that's something I would say, but I'm probably wrong.
You should have gone with your gut. You missed out on the perfect round. Okay. You are wrong. He is not on the board. So that's only strike one, though.
All right, only strike one. Let's see, another guy that people are going to win with. How about Darnell Mooney? That's another one I want to throw out there. Let's see how that goes. He's outside the top 12.
I like that guess a lot, but I don't like it enough. It is strike number two for you, Joe.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go with my guy then and say, screw it. Give me Jaylen Waddle and I'll be done here. I'll give the board to Pat.
You are, in fact, giving the board to Pat. No suspense there. Jaylen Waddle not picked there. So, Pat, there's only one name on the board. It is the number four name. Eight people picked this person. Who is your guess to steal?
I feel like I've got a decent shot with this one. I'm going to go with DJ Moore.
Ugh. First of all, as a Terp, I love that answer, which I know you know, Pat. But Joe loves that answer more because it gives him the points. You do not steal. The final name was Allen Robinson.
Oh, boo. Ooh,
tied
boo.
For the fourth most guesses here. This is Allen Robinson.
This is where the people come in, Pat. This is what we got to prepare for.
That is where the people come in. Now, are there any other names that you guys think should have been on this list that you didn't already mention?
I kind of like Elijah Moore this year. With what we saw with him, I think, from week 9 to week 13 last year, being the wide receiver 2 in PPR over that span. And I don't think that was even mostly with Zach Wilson as his quarterback. I think that was like the Mike White period of the Jets season when Wilson was battling injury. I think maybe the addition of Garrett Wilson has sort of like muted the enthusiasm for Elijah Moore a little bit, but I'm pretty excited about Moore. There was the drumbeat for him last year in OTAs and training camp. And there's refreshingly little hype, I guess, if you're trying to target him in drafts this year, which I am. So, I don't mind that there's the lack of the buzz this time around.
For me, Chris Olave comes to mind, a player that is very NFL ready. All those Ohio State guys always are. I love the guy in college. He was so smooth in the combine. Like everything just kind of sets up well for him. Plus, you have some unknown there. Landry's old. Thomas has been hurt. So you're not really sure what the status of everybody is. So Olave's healthy and Olave's polished. I think Olave can hit the ground running. And then Sky Moore is another one of those guys too. I think of the late guys, there's an opportunity where Sky Moore carves out a niche for himself and over time becomes somebody that was basically a free square in a draft who could end up becoming a wide receiver too. Like it's not out of the realm of possibility he becomes that at some point in time as the season progresses. Like those are the kind of guys to me, outside the top 12 that I think could win you a league when you get that kind of a discount.
I like that you went with a couple of rookies because the question isn't who's going to show up on the most first place teams. It's who's going to show up on the most fantasy championship teams. Mm-hmm. And you just think back to last season with Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Right.
Guy comes on late in the rookie season and has such a dominant December that he wins you your league almost single-handedly. So I like both those picks. Let's move on to question number two. Which quarterback not named Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, or Patrick Mahomes has the best chance to finish as QB1 overall?
Joe.
Joe?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson is on the list. He is the number two answer. Oh. Would you like to pass or play?
Well, doesn't Pack get a chance to get the number one?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
You caught me, a man of integrity, no matter what Ryan says about
it. I appreciate it. And in fact, our producer, John, literally said, don't forget if somebody doesn't get the first answer to let the other person try and have a turn. And I already forgot the second question. Pat, can you get the number one answer on the board here to take control of the board?
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is on the list, but he is the fourth name on the list. So, Joe, it is under your control if you want it.
How many names are left?
There are four names remaining, number one, number three, number five, and number six.
Okay, I'll play again. I'll play your game.
All right. Joe, you are
Give me the question again so I hear it in my brain.
Which QB not named Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, or Patrick Mahomes has the best chance to finish as QB1 overall?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is by far the number one answer. Lamar Jackson at number two had 16. Jalen Hurts got 39 votes as the number one pick there. So the easy number one. You have no strikes and you have three names to go, Joe.
Okay, so Murray, Jackson, Hurts are off the board, correct? Okay.
Correct.
Number one QB all day. I mean, oh gosh. Did someone say Trey Lance? I bet they did. Trey Lance.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone did, but not enough people did to get him up on the board. So that is strike number one.
All right, good. All I can say is good. That's what I want to say. All right, let's go with Joe Burrow. Let's try Joey B.
Everybody Joe Burrow Joey. Is the sixth name on the board. I'm sure Pat is disappointed to hear you say that one, since that would have been his guess, I have no doubt.
All right, so how many do I have left here? Two strikes and how many names?
Two to go, and you have two strikes to work with.
Okay, number one quarterback in fantasy. Oh, man. People hate Tom Brady, but, you know, he threw for 5,000 yards. Let's say Tom Brady. Let's go.
An interesting guess. He is not on the list, though, Joe. Okay. So that is strike number two. You have one more chance and two names to go.
To finish as QB1?
QB1 overall.
Overall. Oh, God. I honestly don't think there's a lot of names out there that you could put to them right now. So I'm just going to go see. Let's see. Let's live in prisoner of the moment. Let's live with people who love the new place of Russell Wilson. Let's say that.
Russell Wilson moving out here to be closer to me in Denver is on the list. He is the number three name. 10 people voted for him, tied with Kyler Murray for third most votes there. So you are missing the fifth name on the board with just one strike left.
Let's just go with a great offense. Let's go with Matthew Stafford.
Stafford is not the last name for you, Joe.
All right.
So, Pat, once again, you have one name and one chance to try and steal these points.
All right. I'm going to go with the team, the quarterback for the team that scored, I believe, the most points in the league last year and the most points in team history, that Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys.
For 82 points on the board, Dak Prescott gets you the steal.
Oh.
You now have taken the lead over Joe. By the way, Joe, I didn't mention it. You got 57 points in round one. So Pat just takes a nice lead there with an 82-point steal. Well done on Dak Prescott there.
Too many Cowboy fans. I should have equated for that.
Probably. Now, Joe, I'm curious. Would you take the field or one of the three QBs in the question, Allen, Herbert, and Mahomes, to lead the position in scoring this season?
Oh, I would definitely take the three of the Allen, Herbert, Mahomes. Allen is just, you know, over the last 5 years, only Allen has finished back-to-back QB1 overall. That hasn't happened a lot. Every year we have a new guy in there. So we had Mahomes 1 year, we had Jackson 1 year, we had Allen, and then Allen repeated. Herbert, I was so impressive last year, especially impressive in those big games, those big moments where, you know, you're looking for that sophomore slump or maybe things not to be as good. And he's just continued to buck every trend and he just seems to get better and better. Mahomes is going to be fascinating because there's a case to be made that Mahomes opening up his mindset now and his vision to the rest of the field and not trying to necessarily funnel the ball to Tyreek Hill quite as much as maybe they did in the past. It could make him more of a Drew Brees-like quarterback where he actually becomes better on a whole different level, which is scary to think about. But I just, you know, it's the rushing equity of the Hurts and the Jacksons that always ends up becoming that question mark. But, you know, Dak's got to be more consistent to get the QB1. I'm a little annoyed at that answer. I'm more annoyed at myself that I didn't say it, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think losing Tyreek Hill makes Mahomes perhaps the most intriguing quarterback to me going into this season. I'm just really curious to see what the offense looks like without that gravitational pull of the speed of Tyreek Hill on the field. Pat, I want to ask you about Hurts because he was just so far and away the number one answer, like we said. What needs to happen for him specifically to take this kind of leap that apparently a lot of people are expecting?
Yeah, he's going to have to be a better passer, and I don't know if he's capable of that. I mean, like, I don't think he is going to be even an average NFL quarterback as a passer. Like, he is going to rack up a ton of rushing points. We know that. Like, that's what he does. But, you know, they're trying to do it surrounding him with the best possible weaponry with A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert. Great set of pass catchers there, but I don't know. I mean, I know some people point to some advanced stats that suggest he's more accurate than he is reputed to be, but I'm not sure I really believe that when you watch the games. You know, it just, like, that's where he has to improve to live up to that, you know, QB1 overall standing.
Like I said, through the first two rounds, we have Pat with 82 points, Joe with 57. I want to take a moment to talk to our listeners about Pristine Auction. I know they're hoping to win some of the cool gear we're giving away with the help of our friends over at Pristine Auction, but those aren't the only amazing deals there. They've got daily auctions with hundreds of items of cool swag that is perfect for any fan cave, for fans or fantasy managers of any player. They guarantee authenticity, and just as important, it's affordable. Most people think cool gear like this is beyond their means, but the truth is a lot of these items are much more affordable than you might think, including several signed Gabriel Davis jerseys that sold in the last week for under $50 each. Get in early on some cool items from the guys you expect to break out for your fantasy teams in 2022. And Pristine Auction has tons more on the site where it's quick and free to register and also free to bid. When you head to the site, enter Fantasy Pros, all one word, in the registration code field located at the top of the page. It's totally free, and when you use the code, you'll get a free $5 credit. So sign up at pristineauction.com today. Again, that's PristineAuction.com. Let's head to question three here. Still anyone's game, pretty clearly. We got some big point totals coming up. Which running back is currently the most overvalued?
Pat,
who do you got?
I'm going to say people think it's Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara is not on the board. So, Joe, if you name any player on the board, you will have control here.
The most overvalued running back? How about Christian McCaffrey?
McCaffrey sneaks in as the fifth most common answer here. So, once again, Joe, it's your choice if you'd like to pass or play. Works for you well in round one. Came back to bite you in round two.
It did. I'll play some overrated running backs. Let's go. Let's do it.
There are five names remaining left, just so you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6.
Okay. And it's not in the top 12. It's just overrated running back. That was the question.
Which running back is currently the most overvalued? They can be at any ADP right now.
All right. Let's say Ezekiel Elliott. Let's go back to the Cowboys. Learn my lesson.
Yeah, you did learn your lesson. Zeke is number 6 on the board. Okay. 6 people guessed him. 7 guessed McCaffrey.
All right. Let's see. Overrated running backs. Let's go with how about DeAndre Swift? Let's say people think he's over. He's very costly. I like him, but he's very costly. Maybe they said that.
Well, perhaps you gave that answer too swiftly because he is not on the board. Okay. That's your first strike.
See all what right, you first... did there, Ryan. Very clever.
Yes, very good. Very good. Overrated running back. A lot of people don't like Javonte Williams. So let's say Javonte Williams. I'd like him, but some people don't.
Well, the people disagree with you, Joe. Unsurprisingly, he has 21 votes, the number one answer on the board. Okay.
All right. So Javonte's on there. Did I say Saquon yet?
You did not say Saquon.
Well, I'm going to say it now.
that is your second strike.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good.
I like that pick.
Man, this is tough. This is tough right here. All right. Overrated running back here. How about Clyde Edwards-Helaire? He's annoying.
I don't know if I can personally attest to his annoyingness, but he is not on the board, which is strike number 3.
Pat, you thought I had that one. I saw your face. Yes. Pat was like, yeah, that's on there. Nope.
And Saquon.
And for the first time, Pat, you have multiple options from which you can steal. There are name number 2, name number 3, and name number 4 still remaining on the board. Just 34 points here available to be stolen.
Let's go with Antonio Gibson.
That's on there.
Pat has done it again with the steal. Antonio Gibson was just the 4th name on there. He actually tied for the most votes with Christian McCaffrey. So Pat will take the steal there. And while I'm doing some quick math, I will ask you guys, Pat, first, since you got the steal, what names do you think were missed? Numbers 2 and 3, we still did not get.
You know, I think James Conner, maybe a little bit. People remember what a force he was when Chase Edmonds was out of the lineup and really like being the 3-down back and playing that role that he'd never really played before, I don't think. And, you know, like, plus he had some just crazy touchdown numbers. So I think they're going to have Darrell Williams probably playing most of the passing downs. I don't think he's going to be quite that valuable. You know, like I hate to say it. I mean, I love Aaron Jones. I think he's going to have a good season and they're going to get him a lot of targets. But I don't think people realize how they kind of shifted the rushing load more in Dylan's favor as the season went on late. I think over the last 8 regular season games they played together, Dylan averaged 13.7 carries a game, Jones just 10.2 carries a game, and they were using Dylan as the goal line guy. So I do think Jones is going to have a lot of value because of the pass catching he's going to do this year, but I don't know if he's going to be like the you know, early to mid second round value that some people have him pegged as.
Pat, that's a lot of really smart things that ultimately amount to not getting any of the names right. Joe, out of curiosity, before I reveal what they are, do you have any other guesses? Even though you've already had like 6 guesses.
Well, I mean, I did guess a bunch of them. So even my 6 guesses, like I was right a couple times.
For sure.
I agree with Pat, by the way, on Aaron Jones. That was the next one on my list personally. And I think there's only 2 people I feel like who care about AJ Dillon. It's just me and Pat Fitzmaurice. Every draft I see, every featured pros article I see, there's Pat, there's myself talking about AJ Dillon, talking about, oh, the future is now. Let's just start to look ahead instead of looking backwards. But I wonder if people think Derrick Henry is overrated because they have to pay, you know, number 3 overall price for him coming off the injury. That, I mean, again, that's the only other one that really comes into mind, unless people think like Breece Hall or somebody like that. So those are the other 2 names that I had.
Yeah, apparently these guys are not at all on your radar because you guys didn't get either of them. Number 2, only 10 votes, was Najee Harris.
Can I give you one more name? Oh, Najee, oh, okay. Can I pick one? Because I was actually giving you my earnest answer as to who I thought was overvalued. But like, if I'm putting myself in the head of the people, and I would hate this if he's on here because I think this guy is actually undervalued. But Cam Akers, is he there?
Cam Akers is the last name on the board, number 3. He got 8 votes, so just ahead of Gibson and McCaffrey on there. But you think he's undervalued, Pat?
I do. I mean, they handed this guy the keys to the backfield when he was like less than 6 months removed from Achilles surgery. And like, here, the backfield is yours in the playoffs, the elimination games, the most important games of the season. And they just gave him this monstrous workload for those games. So even though he was up against a lot of tough defenses in the playoffs, and his efficiency numbers were kind of in the tank, I think that's why people are down on him. But the fact that they gave him that work, I think, is what matters more than what he actually did with it. So, like, the prospect of him being the lead back in a Sean McVay offense, which, you know, we know Sean McVay's offenses are always pretty good, you know, I think is really encouraging. And I think people should be buying Cam Akers.
Again, a lot of smart things said there. Score update here before we go into the final round pre-Fast Money. Pat's score is 116. Joe is still holding on to the 57 he got all the way back in round 1. if you can even remember the beginning of this episode.
I can. Hey, a lot of credit goes to Pat. He threaded the needle twice. Well, actually, he threaded the needle once on me there. So that's always hard to do when there's only one on the board. But I should have known better with Dak Prescott. I can't believe
this stealing thing is so much easier than what you're doing, Joe. With that first category, the way you were just rattling off name after name after name. I mean, steal, you just get one name. And maybe I'll take you up on it
on the next round. We'll see how it goes. Let's go.
Well, we'll see. We're moving to question 4 right now.
Pass.
Which Which NFL team are you most likely to draft a player from this year?
Pat? Kansas City Chiefs.
Shockingly, the Chiefs are not on this board. Wow. And I should say there are seven teams who are on the board here. So, Joe, if you get any of those seven, you have control.
All right. How about Cincinnati Bengals? Let's go.
The Bengals are the number two answer with 16 votes. Would you like to pass or play? You did already say pass.
I'm going to pass. I'm going to make Pat do some work for a change. I get beat over the head with it. So I guess this is my chance here.
Yeah. All right, Fitz, you are on the board here. You are missing team number one and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
All right, let's go with Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Bills are the number one answer with 20 votes there.
All right, we'll have to go with the Los Angeles Chargers.
The Chargers are the number three team, so nice start here for Pat.
San Francisco 49ers.
Bit of a reach there. They are not on the board. That's only your first strike.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, so everyone is smitten with the Denver Broncos now, Ryan, in your backyard. So let's go with the Denver Broncos.
I am also smitten with the Denver Broncos. They are number four on this list.
Kind of thought they would be. The Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm.
What's so impressive about this, Pat, is that you're going in order here. The Rams are number five on the board.
Wow.
This is degree of difficulty.
You're so impressive,
here.
Pat.
Now, I will say the final two teams are much lower. In fact, they are the two lowest answers of any category we've had, so they may be a little trickier.
Philadelphia Eagles.
The Eagles are not one of those teams. You have one guess left before using your last strike. Two teams to go.
I'm going to say the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm.
I like that guess a lot. It is not one of the final two teams, so Joe does have the chance to pull a Pat and steal. Just as a reminder, Joe, the names that have already been read off the board, since there are a lot of them, the Bills, the Bengals, the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Rams. Those are the top five names on the board. We are just missing the final two. If you get one of them right, you steal.
This is going to go one of two ways. Either this is going to be the redemption answer, or I'm going to be even more angry than I was after the other round. Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys.
Sadly, it is not redemption. Oh. Pat keeps his points.
Good job, Pat.
I think the Cowboys are great. I thought a lot of those answers that were wrong were great answers.
Yeah,
Is the Bucks the other one? That was my heart answer.
The Bucks is one of them.
All right.
And then the other one, which I guess it makes sense. They have the number one player, but the Indianapolis Colts was the last team that we did not get.
Well, interesting. It's with Derrickson hyping everyone on Michael Pittman Jr., so that has a lot to do with it.
True. And again, only four people voted for each of those teams, the Colts and the Bucks, so they were sort of a step below. But let me go ahead and add those points here. Either way, Pat is definitely going to be in the lead going into Fast Money.
It's over. But that it was a good battle.
I will say it's not over because I was given the executive decision making powers to make Fast Money worth double, and I am going to do that. So there is definitely still.
So Pat can blow me out by more. Is really
he could, or okay. you could have a comeback for the ages. I mean, have a little faith here.
All right.
So just so we know what the scores are going into Fast Money, Pat currently has 175, and Joe, Your score is still 57. There's no way I can really spin that for you. But you are down by about 120-something. So we will go into Fast Money. Since you are in the deficit here, Joe, I will let you go first in Fast Money. Okay. So, Pat, if you wouldn't mind, what we're going to have you do is take off your headphones so you can't hear anything. You can still sit there and watch, or you can go, do whatever you need to do. We'll shoot you a Slack when it's time to throw your headphones back on.
Excellent. Done.
All right. Let's make sure that Pat really can't hear me. Pat, if the Maryland Terrapins are better than the Wisconsin Badgers, say nothing. Wow. Really big of him to admit that finally. I'll have to think. Real classy move there.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, obviously, you have been on the host chair for Fast Money before.
Mm-hmm.
I just, so the listeners know, going to go through it. I'm going to go through a couple of questions here. There are five questions in total. we're not actually timing you like they do on Family Feud, but we're going through them quickly. First gut answers, and then we'll go ahead and tally up those scores and see where you're at. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Ryan. Let's do it.
I believe Fast Money was your nickname on the Betting Pros podcast.
In college too. Fast Money, Joey P.
I wasn't going to say that one, but I'm not surprised.
I got a lot of singles. I used to earn a lot of singles back in my day.
Also not surprising. Let's jump into question number one for Fast Money. Joe, what is the earliest round in which you've drafted a defense/special teams in your fantasy career?
Oh, God. Let's say 12th.
Number two, how much is the entry fee for your favorite league?
$100.
Number three, which team outside of the Bengals and the Dolphins will have the most productive wide receiver duo in fantasy?
Chargers.
Number four, what is the earliest draft pick in the first round that you'd heavily consider taking a wide receiver with?
Three.
And final Fast Money question, outside of the Texans, which team's backfield will you be avoiding at all costs?
Atlanta.
All right. Now, if I really was Steve Harvey and I was putting my arm around you to say, let's see how you did, I would tell you, you did quite well there. So this actually might be a very impressive comeback.
Well, let's not count our chickens, my friend.
Let's tally up these scores before we bring Pat up. I'll give you some of these answers. On question number one, what is the earliest round in which you've drafted a defense in your fantasy career? You said 12. That was the third best answer on the board. 14 people gave that answer.
Okay.
Fast Money question number two, how much is the entry fee for your favorite league? You said $100. That was the number one answer on the board for 35 points. Question number three, which team outside of the Bengals and Dolphins will have the most productive wide receiver duo in fantasy? You said the Chargers, also the number one answer on the board. Just 26 points there, but still the best you could have done. Fast Money question four, what is the earliest draft pick in the first round that you would heavily consider taking a wide receiver with this season? You said pick number three. That was the second answer on the board for 17 points. And Fast Money question number five, outside of the Texans, which team's backfield will you be avoiding at all costs? You said the Atlanta Falcons. That was the number one answer on the board for 31 points. I'm going to do some math. While I do that, would you mind slacking Pat to bring him back on the show?
I will gladly slack Pat. Pat is about as good of a person as you'll ever find, by the way. So I'm just going to tell him to come on back, and I'm going to tell him that Ryan was making fun of his teams. I remember when we all were out together at the company retreat, and I was sitting next to Pat, and he was wildly engrossed in the college basketball game, and that was a fun thing. He was right there, all the Wisconsin all the way, I believe, right? So is that where we're going? I'm trying to remember, was that what it was, Pat? What was the game you were so engrossed in the college basketball that we were all hanging out
clinch the Big Ten championship, right, when we were at the restaurant?
Yeah, Wisconsin against Purdue to clinch a share of the Big Ten championship.
He was very interested in that game. Very intense. Very intense, Pat Fitzmaurice. You're going to have to bring that intensity, Pat.
Just more. Yes. I'm still doing the math because I now have to multiply this by two. And, I didn't get into journalism to do math.
So it wasn't the addition. It was the doubling of the number that hung.
Joe got 408 points in that round? Oh, my God.
It was my understanding there would be no math.
It's a tricky part of hosting this show. You think it's like, oh, this one's like a show off. And then you got to. What I did was a whole little spreadsheet thing ahead of time where I had the categories. I was just copying and pasting, so everything just added for me. So that's what a legitimate host would do.
That would have been just smart. So you know, Ryan. I pulled up a calculator to make sure I got this right, and I did get it right doing it off the top of my head. So I'll give myself a modicum of credit there.
Addition and multiplication, public schools,
Pat,
at work.
Remember, we are doubling your score in this round. So Joe's current overall score, including Fast Money and the first round, is 303 points. He got 123, which was then doubled to 246. So a very strong round from Joe. It is now your turn. Do you feel confident and ready in Fast Money here, Pat?
Ready, not confident. Let's go.
That's just about the answer I expected. Fast Money question number one. What is the earliest round in which you've drafted a defense/special teams in your fantasy career?
14.
Fast Money question number 2, how much is the entry fee for your favorite league?
$100.
Fast Money question number 3, which team outside of the Bengals and the Dolphins will have the most productive wide receiver duo in fantasy?
Chargers.
Fast Money question number 4, what is the earliest draft pick in the first round that you'd heavily consider taking a wide receiver with this year?
3.
Fast Money question number 5, outside of the Texans, which team's backfield will you be avoiding at all costs?
Miami Dolphins.
That's a good one.
Okay, Pat, you got a lot of similar answers to Joe. If they were all similar, I could have just saved myself some of the math trouble. Yeah. But
he could have at least done you a little solid there.
Unfortunately, you did mix it up just enough that I will have to pull out the calculator again. But let's go through your answers and let you know how you did. Fast Money question number 1, what is the earliest round in which you've drafted a defense in your fantasy career? You said round 14. That was the second best answer on the board. Round 15 was the number one answer on the board. You got 16 points there, Pat. Fast Money question number 2, how much is the entry fee for your favorite league? You said $100. That was the same answer as Joe, and it was good for 35 points, the number one answer on the board. Fast Money question number 3, which team outside of the Bengals and the Dolphins will have the most productive wide receiver duo in fantasy? You said the Chargers. Joe also said the Chargers. That is the number one answer on the board for 26 points. Fast Money question number 4, what is the earliest draft pick in the first round that you'd heavily consider taking a receiver with this year? You said pick number 3. Joe also said pick number 3. It is the second best answer on the board for 17 points. Really, if this was real Family Feud, you would have had to give so many different answers because there'd be no repeating. So you're lucky that's not the way we do it here. Fast Money question number 5. Outside of the Texans, which team's backfield will you be avoiding at all costs? Joe said the Falcons, which was the number one answer.
Oh, yeah.
Pat, you said the Dolphins, which was the number 2 answer on the board. Good for 25 points. So now I'll go ahead and add these up and, you know,
I will say this while you're adding, Pat.
Yes, thank you.
You and I did far better in terms of answering correctly at many things than the quote unquote genius duo of Derrickson. I just want to point that out there. Like Pat and I mean, how many, look, there was like one answer here left open, 2 answers. Those guys had like 4 open on one question, I feel like. I mean, come on. We no matter what happened, I feel like the old guard showed ourselves very well today. I don't care how it goes. I'm just glad we performed well. At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah, the wisdom shined through of our collective years, Joe.
Collective wisdom. I like that. It also shines off my giant bald head most of the time, which is nice that this episode's not on YouTube. But yes. That was definitely so. And I'm pretty sure Pat beat me because that was a pretty strong round there by Pat.
So I like that we hit the 1-2 in that question about the running back situations we're avoiding. Like that's
I couldn't answer that fast enough. He said, what do you want to avoid? I said Atlanta.
Yeah, who would you guys go at just at, to have a little fantasy talk while I'm doing some math? Who would you guys go after in either Miami's or Atlanta's backfield if you had to?
I guess Chase Edmonds in Miami and Tyler Algier in Atlanta.
Yeah, Algier was the name that came to mind for me too, just because he's free. You know, if you take him in the end. But the problem with that is I feel like the pattern's going to be you draft him, he does nothing for 6 weeks, you end up dropping him, and then eventually he starts to emerge and you have to reinvest in him, and that's going to be super annoying. I feel like that's probably like 50% chance that's the path that he's going to have, and the other 50% is he does nothing. So you're kind of like, you know, it's not the best draft capital, I feel like, Algier, but I'm with Pat there. I mean, it feels like Edmonds at least has the opportunity, but Sony Michel, that's the signing that really irked me there, Pat. Was that the one that irked you? Like, Mostert didn't bother me. He's 100 years old, and he's always hurt. You know, he's 30 for a running back. That's like the equivalent of 100, but do you think, like, the Sony Michel one, that was the one that kind of gave you pause a little bit?
Yeah, that was the extra log in the fire it seemed like they didn't need. I mean, they've still got Miles Gaskin. They've still got, like, Salvon Ahmed. Like, it's just this crazy, crowded, I mean, like, not everyone's making that roster. So you wonder, like, who they've got the knives out for already, the organization. Like, there's obviously someone there they just have completely soured on, Gaskin or Ahmed or someone like that. So, yeah, it's going to be kind of interesting and kind of ugly. For a team that probably is going to throw a lot, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how Mike McDaniel plays it. But, I just kind of want to stay away from that whole mess.
I love how when I asked what backfields are you avoiding, you guys couldn't answer fast enough. And then when I asked you, who would you take from those backfields if you have to, you couldn't answer slow enough.
Well, that's how you know we really meant it. Like we really, you know, it's not that you can't have good fantasy players on bad teams. Of course, it happens quite a bit, especially in wide receivers. But the running backs are trickier, especially when you have less opportunity to score touchdowns. And, you know, you only have a finite number of times that the offense is going to touch the ball in a football game. And if you don't maximize those times, if you don't have efficient offenses that move the chains and capitalize it, it's really difficult to get any sort of fantasy productivity on a consistent basis.
I have double checked my math. We have a final winner. I will say that fast money round could not have been closer. We had 238 points on that fast money round for Pat, 246 for Joe. So a really, really impressive showing there at the end. But of course, Pat did dominate the early rounds. He finishes with 413 points. Joe with 303. Joe, I actually don't remember. Do you remember what Derrickson's scores were in their first round?
Ooh, I you know what? I think I have access to that in my fancy spreadsheet that I said earlier.
I'm wondering how they did in compared to you guys, because I felt like to your point, Joe, that seemed like a really strong performance by the two of you.
I think so. Let's just say that we were much better. I think we should just say that. I don't remember doubling the points for them because they were so close already. So I didn't have to do that. They were, they were just kind of slipping around in the mud collectively. So I just kind of let them fall there, but I am looking at the open answers. Let's see, three open answers in the first round, three in the second round there. Let's see, one in the third, in the fourth open, one, two, three, four. I mean, Pat and I gave you names, folks. Pat and I delivered names. Those guys, you know, Pat, I just want to make sure that you go ahead and beat Erickson at some point. That's you gotta carry the torch for us old guard guys.
The built-in advantage of a guy who's been watching game shows all his life.
That's right.
You know,
that's
Erickson does not have that. So he might know a lot about football, but he does not know jack about game shows.
He was there for Richard Dawson. He was there for, what was that? What was that other guy that the little guy in between before it was like Richard Karn. It was somebody else there.
Oh. Didn't the guy from Seinfeld, Jay Peterman in Seinfeld, that
He was a host for a while. Yeah, right.
See, if there's Seinfeld involved, I know what I'm talking about.
Wow. There you go. Well, then we still like you. You're okay.
You guys did. I will say, you were reading through the ones you missed. You guys only missed five names total in the first four rounds. And then in Fast Money, every single answer was in the top three. And in fact, only one of them was three. The rest were all in the top two. So a very, very impressive performance there all the way around for you guys. Pat, just before we wrap up, I'm curious, you know, your first time through, what did you think?
I really enjoyed it.
Particularly the winning?
Yeah, these games, to try to come up with these things quick on your feet and try to, you know, you're not doing it with your own answer, which I maybe fell into that trap a little bit, like how I would play it when, you know, you gotta put your mind in the mind of the peoples.
Well, that was a ton of fun, guys. Thank you so much for letting me fulfill a lifelong dream and getting to pretend to be a game show host for the day. I hope my years of late night game show network marathons paid off today. Please, everyone, remember all the awesome opportunities we mentioned, including our Javonte Williams signed helmet giveaway, our newly launched 2022 draft kit, and of course, your free credit when you use code FANTASYPROS at pristineauction.com. Most of all, thank you, the fans, for listening as always. For Joe and Pat, I'm Ryan Wormley. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Three, two, it's time for the fan. I already botched it.
I wrote, a great start. Professional right here.
I was about to say Family Feud, and I was like, no, wait, I don't want to get sued for that.
All right. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.